This is where the National Day of Reason should be a holiday every single day, fan. Let's see. It's also National Play Your Ukulele Day today. Well, if you've got one, I say strum it with all you've got. Todd Rundgren, cool. We're looking at you. Yeah, absolutely. The guy loves his ukuleles. In fact, we were just watching a special the other day. I can't remember what it was, but it was very recent. And here he came with his ukulele onto stage. And I was like, seriously, is that thing just attached to his hip? What is happening here? It's also World Password Day today. Now, World Password Day is when we're supposed to update our passwords and make sure that they're secure. The most common in the United States last year, get this, 123456, the word password with no capital letters, admin 1234, and also unknown. None of those, by the way, are secure. So if that's what you have on your computer somewhere, whether at work or home, you get somebody from IT to come help you out, because they'll tell you that is not going to work for very long.
All of those 50-plus people, that's their passwords.
They're easier to remember, but it's not going to do you much good if somebody gets into your stuff, right?
Well, that's the thing I hate happens. I've got like 500 different passwords for various things, you know? I mean, how can you remember all of those passwords.
You gotta be like my Dexter. He's so funny. He has a Google Doc. He literally does. So he can pull it up on his phone, or he can pull it up on when he's at home, or on his laptop if he's somewhere. And it's got every password ever. And it's all saved right there. It's all in alphabetical order. I didn't know the kid had that much order in him, but apparently this is important to him, because he just types random things in when he's supposed to be making a password. And I'm like, how are you ever going to remember that? Watch, it's simple, he says to me. And so then he just goes and saves it, and there he goes. I said, what if somebody gets your Google Doc someday? He's like, with these passwords, nobody's ever getting into my anything. which is probably true. So you got to be a little bit like that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got it together. Yeah.
Right? So there's a company out there called Hive Systems, and they put out a graphic each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password, depending on how long and complex it is. Basic passwords that are just numbers can be cracked instantaneously now. Even a 9-digit number would only take about 6 minutes, but things get a lot more secure as soon as you mix in upper and lowercase letters and special symbols like exclamation points. Those also help you a lot. If you add all of those things along with numbers, a 9-character password would take at least 479 years to crack. Or if you really want to be safe, make it 18 characters and they'd have to keep at it for at least 19 quintillion years. That's 19 followed by 18 zeros, by the way, if you didn't know that was an actual number. Wow. So there you go. So just a few tweaks to the word unknown could make it so much harder for somebody to hack into your stuff. So there you go. Our little PSA for the day on World Password Day. Let's see. And then we always like to talk about the good food ones. It's also International Scurvy Awareness Day. I didn't know many people got scurvy anymore.
Still getting the scurvy, eh?
I always think of that as a pirate thing, but all right, sure, scurvy. And then there's lemons and limes in this photo, so I guess you're supposed to, because citrus is what takes care of scurvy, right? I don't even know anything about scurvy. There you go.
Well, we shouldn't, but somehow we still need to know about scurvy.
Well, there's a lot of things we shouldn't know about. We shouldn't know about measles anymore, but apparently those are making a comeback now, too.
They're making a comeback,
Ah, 2024.
Is that the one we do the oatmeal baths? I don't know. Did you do this as a kid?
I can't remember if it was chicken pox.
That's what it was.
Yes, I had to do the I got chicken pox so badly when I was a kid. I'm not even joking. They were down in my throat. They were inside my ears and everything. I had chicken pox so badly as a kid. It was ridiculous. Then I had one on the palm of my hand because it was in the palm of your hand where it's usually moist, you know, because it's your hand. That thing would not heal. They would not let me go back to school until that thing healed. And it was gone, obviously, because they didn't want me to spread chicken pox to the rest of the school. I understood that. My mom understood that. So now we're going on like 3.5 weeks, though. I haven't been in school. And my mom, who was always at the school, is the PTA president and things like that. She goes to the principal, who happened to date my aunt way back in the day. She was like, what can we do about this? And he goes, Well, let's go talk to the school nurse. So you know what the happy medium was? 3.5 weeks ago, we could have done this. They wrapped my hand in like a big thing of gauze and then put all this tape around it. I looked like a mummy and I couldn't use my hand. Thank goodness it was my left hand. But they figured enough layers, then those germs from the chicken pox wouldn't spread out to everybody else. And anything I touched wouldn't actually like, you know, contaminate other people. So for like another 3 weeks until that thing finally went away, I walked around with like my hand every morning all bandaged up. It was about 3 inches thick. That's how I eventually got back to school with chicken pox.
Those were the days, huh? Those were the days. Yeah.
Now there's like vaccines and stuff like that. Yeah, I did. And thank goodness it was my left hand, though, because I wouldn't have been able to write. I couldn't even bend my fingers. I didn't even know I had a hand in there most of the time.
You were a righty. Yeah.
Right? So because it would have been a problem had I been a left-hander. And then finally, we like to end with the good food ones, and nothing gets much better than this. It's National Truffle Day today. So if you love yourself some chocolate, or really, I guess, if you want to do a different kind of truffle. Is there really a different kind? I don't think so. Yeah. But truffles, always, always so delicious. So celebrate well today. And while you're eating your truffles, change your passwords, people. Underscores, exclamation points. It's going to save hackers a whole lot of, you a whole lot of trouble and take a whole lot of their time. Taking a look at the forecast right now, rain and thunderstorms possible today and tonight. See, a perfect day to eat truffles and change passwords.
Exactly.
Finn, you're not going outside to do much. Half inch or more of rain possible today. It's also going to become windy by this afternoon. 61 for a high. Showers and thunderstorms possible again tonight, down to 52. Tomorrow looks gorgeous, though. Sunny and warmer with a high near 71. It's 56 right now. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday, 5 p.m. until close, where the buffets and drink are only $12.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Lions will have their fourth annual rummage sale at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Local food vendors will also be selling breakfast and lunch both days, and 100% of the funds raised from the event will be going to the Baraboo Lions Foundation initiatives. These include diabetes education and awareness, vision screening at local schools, finance support for eye exams, and so much more. You can get all the details for this event by visiting BaraboolLions.org. Again, this is going to be Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's the Baraboo Lions' fourth annual rummage sale. And the Columbia County Fairgrounds and Portage will be hosting the Save the Grandstand 5K Run Walk. That's going to be on Sunday, May 5th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Registration will take place at the Grandstand from 7:30 until 8:30. It's $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Fee will include water and treats after the run, and medals will go through the third place finishers. Proceeds will help benefit the restoration projects at the Grandstand. And then also that same day, it's going to be the kickoff of the Portage Flea Market every first Sunday of the month, May through October. And again, that'll be at the County Fairgrounds there in Portage.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Relax, don't you rest.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We love a good Friday Eve. Why? Well, because we're only one day away from another weekend. That should be something to smile about. I mean, you could really smile tomorrow, but we're getting there, right? We're working our way through this week. I'm Maddie Jones. Taking a look at the forecast. You're going to want an umbrella or galoshes handy today. We're talking about rain and thunderstorms today and tonight. Maybe a half inch to an inch of rain. Maybe even a little more before it's all said and done. 61 for a high. It's the police now on Max FM.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
And more.
Love, Jack. Oh, tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea.
Fly with me, don't you know now?
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your whirl and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up?
hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Seven Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Make sure you join Tony Lorino tonight on Throwback Nation Radio. Another chance for you to win cash or concert. $500 in cash or a chance to see Train and REO Speedwagon live on stage. That's a tough one. You got to be listening for Tony to win, though. Here's Hall & Oates. Heart of Glass, there is Blondie. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Now, if you're doing a little spring cleaning around your house, trying to get things up to par for the nicer months, don't forget that Prevail Bank is going to be holding a community shred day on Monday, May 13th from 10 until 2 with their location at 110 Lynn Street in Baraboo. You can bring over any sensitive documents that you have, old tax returns, bank statement, canceled checks, the like, to be securely shredded on site at Prevail Bank. Each person can shred up to 3 boxes for free. For each box after that, they do ask for a $5 donation, because all of the money that gets donated for more than 3 boxes goes to our good friends at People Helping People. Now, speaking of them, they're also going to be on hand serving up a great lunch, because, you know, you might want to get this in over your lunch hour. They're going to have grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water available, and you can pick some of those up, because all of the proceeds will go to their Adopt a Veteran program. So while you're getting some documents shredded, enjoy a good lunch. You're getting your closets cleaned out. You're getting yourself something delicious to eat and helping out a great cause all at the same time. That is a triple win situation, which it usually is when we're talking about People Helping People. So make sure you have this one on your calendar. Again, Community Shred Day, Monday, May 13th, 10 until 2 at Prevail Bank of Baraboo. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be a little soggy today, and then tomorrow, much, much better. We're going to tell you about that weather in more detail next here on Max FM.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMChealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today and tonight. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 61. The wind, southeast at 15 to 25. Showers, thunderstorms, 52 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 71. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52. 99.7.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then we'd love for you to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, some great food options, adult beverages as well. A little fun and excitement too, plus new inventory being added all the time. Instant deals available as well. Get yourself ready for the weekend and armed with all of those savings. MaxFMBigDeals.com.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some kind of mistake.
Genesis, there is misunderstanding. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour. Great music to take you through your Friday Eve. Madonna coming up, along with Smash Mouth, Cyndi Lauper on the way. We get things started next with Billy Joel and, of course, Finn, who's in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Try to stay dry, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Maximum music. Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.